Joining us now is local musher and former state representative Frank Moe. Frank, this Thursday, you and your sled dog team will be in downtown Grand Marais for a rally in opposition to copper nickel mining in Minnesota. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, the rally is also a send-off for you and your dogs. Tell us what that's all about, where you're going, and why.
Well, we're leaving Harbor Park, and we're going to head to the Capitol. We're going to spend 8 days getting from Grand Marais to St. Paul. And we're going to be delivering petitions that many organizations have been collecting for a long time in opposition to sulfide mining pollution and wanting to draw attention to that.
Well, now, the sulfide mining, copper nickel, has never been permitted in Minnesota, as I understand it. How does that type of mining differ from, like, what we're used to down the road, iron mining?
It differs in a couple of ways. The process itself is different. You know, they'll be digging up all this sulfur-based ore and only taking about 1% of the material, leaving the rest behind. And those large tailings piles are pulverized rock with high sulfur content. And when that's exposed to water and air, it creates sulfuric acid, which is battery acid, and essentially kills everything downstream from it. So these proposals are on both sides of the divide. So the first one, PolyMet, would be going into the St. Louis River and then end up in Lake Superior here. The next project in line, the Twin Metals project, would be the largest mine in North America, sitting right at the edge of the Boundary Waters canoe area. And so we'd have massive amounts of sulfuric acid potentially coming right into the Boundary Waters. So it's different in that way, and not just how it's done, but the potential magnitude of pollution is unlike anything that we've experienced here in Minnesota with taconite mining.
We've been covering this story now for quite some time. There's a lot of pressure on both sides, but there's a lot of pressure to open up Minnesota to sulfide mining. Is there any particular reason for that? Is it just all jobs, or is there a lot of stuff there that needs to be mined?
Well, I think, you know, the jobs issue is real. I mean, there are people up here that need jobs, and especially on the range, and I'm not going to dispute that. But there are also 30,000 people up here in the Arrowhead approximately whose jobs depend upon clean water, people who are employed in the tourism, recreation fields, myself, my wife, and many others, especially here along the shore. And we're very concerned about protecting those jobs that are dependent upon clean water. So, you know, the jobs issue is real, but it's real now. And we're concerned about losing the jobs we have. The other thing is, you know, there's a lot of money here. I mean, these multinational mining companies, Antofagasta, which is behind the Duluth Metals Project, and Glencore, which is behind the PolyMet Project, I mean, these are multi-billion dollar corporations, multinational corporations, and they're kind of like vultures. They circle the globe looking for opportunities to return profits to their investors, and they have their sights set on northeastern Minnesota right now.
Yeah, well, one of them is indeed global, isn't it? Partly Peruvian or something like that?
Yeah. Antofagasta is Chilean.
That's it.
Yeah, mining conglomerate. And these companies, their track record around the globe is horrible. I mean, you know, they've got kids mining uranium with their bare hands in the Congo. They have no concern about the environment, wherever they're operating, and one of their comments I heard recently is that, well, we should do this in Minnesota where there's strong environmental protections. Well, we do have good environmental protections, but wouldn't they want to protect the environment anyway? I mean, doesn't that seem?
I mean, elsewhere.
We're not going to protect the environment in the Congo, or Colombia, or Canada, but we'll all of a sudden care about it in Minnesota. I mean, it just doesn't seem to make sense.
So, from your point of view, their record is what?
It's bad. It's bad across the board. And that's why we want to put the brakes on this. You know, that since their track record everywhere else has been bad, this line from them, just trust us, rings pretty hollow. Just to put a little punctuation on that, some of the people who are actually behind this, first off, Glencore, a multinational owns PolyMet. This Tony Hayward is the guy they hired as their health and safety consultant. You know, he's the former CEO of BP, presided over the Gulf oil spill. The Duluth Twin Metals is owned by Antofagasta. They hired their safety consultant, which is URS, which is the company who was the safety consultant for the Mississippi River Bridge that collapsed. They're also the design consultant for the Sabo Bridge, which is only 5 years old, which
is in the news right now.
Right. So this company is the company that we're going to have protecting the boundary waters from the largest mine in North America, and you wonder why we're concerned. I mean, it's, you know.
Now, this rally that's going to take place tomorrow, there's also going to be one in Ely. Is the tone in Ely different? Because that's where this mine would be.
Yeah, you know, there's, I think the majority of people here along the shore have real strong concerns about sulfide mining pollution. Up on the range in Ely, it's actually split. You know, the county board and the city council is pretty split on the issue. But there are, as we know, there are a lot of jobs currently there that bring people into the boundary waters or other type of guiding. And so Wintergreen is sponsoring the event, and they have two of their guides who are locals here, Dave and Amy Freeman, who are going to be running a dog team from Ely through Isabella and meet our team in Finland. We'll meet them in Finland on Friday. But they're leaving this afternoon from Ely. They have these expedition dogs, go a little bit slower. They need an additional day, they said, so they're leaving today. But, the interesting thing is they're also going to stop at a test well that has been dug there near the boundary waters that's already leaking. It's already leaking sulfuric acid into the boundary waters. And so they're going to sample this and bring that forward. And we'll be, along with all the petitions that we're bringing to the Capitol, we're going to be bringing this sample. Hey, listen, they're not even doing this right now.
I know that we've done some stories with people on the Grand Portage Reservation. Are they involved in this in any way?
Yeah, well, tomorrow, the event at 11:30 at Harbor Park, where we'll be leaving our dog team at 12:30, John Morin is going to be speaking. He's the vice chair of the council.
Right.
Norman Deschamps expressed his complete support. He's going to be in D.C., so he's not going to be able to be here, but John will be coming. We're really grateful. He's got a great history of environmental work himself. And so this is an issue that we partnered with Grand Portage from the beginning, and it's great that we're working hand-in-hand with them on this.
Okay, so how are you going to get from here to St. Paul? I mean, it is snowing further south, but, I mean, kind of just give me a rough idea of the route and how long it's going to take you.
Yeah, well, we'll leave here tomorrow about 12:30, and we'll head to Sawbill tomorrow, Thursday. We'll stay there Thursday night, and then Friday we'll go to Finland, and we'll be at an event at the Finland Community Center tomorrow night. We'll have a bonfire, hot dogs, that kind of thing, where we'll rendezvous with the other team. And then Saturday morning we'll leave Finland, head to Two Harbors. Again, we're going along the North Shore Corridor Trail most of the way there, arriving in Duluth on Sunday at 3:00 at Lester Park. And the snowmobile trail comes right into Lester Park, so that'll be pretty easy. We're going to have a great event plan there. Karen Divers headlining, she's the chair of Fond du Lac. She'll be speaking at that event. We'll leave there at 4:00 and head through Duluth, or relatively through Duluth, as directly as we can go, and head to the Munger Inn on
the West End.
Yeah, on the West End, and we'll leave from there on Monday morning. And on Monday morning, we're also going to have a kid-friendly event, just talking about mushing. Some kids are going to be there, families, and talk about sled dogs mushing, and leave there from the Munger Inn at 10:00. Mm-hmm. So, and arriving 3 days later at the Capitol.
Going to go around the Capitol building and then come in the front door? How does that work?
Pretty much. We're going to come in on the shoulder of the Capitol on the east side, wrap our way around, and bring the dogs right up to the Capitol steps. It'll be there at about 11:00 on Thursday morning, March 8th. Big rally planned for the Capitol, live music. Most of the people, especially down in the cities, haven't heard about this issue very much yet. And when they do get the information, when they do get the history of sulfide mining pollution presented to them, they realize, hey, this is probably not a really good idea for Minnesota, and they start having questions. So we just want to get the information out there to them, and how better to do it than to bring your sled dogs to the Capitol.
So there's going to be you, 10 dogs, and you got a couple of people going with you, besides Dave and Amy. Who else?
Well, Adam Harhu is going to be helping with the logistics. Our veterinarian, Jerry Vanek, is going to be along. Another handler friend of ours, Mark Littinen, is going to be involved. Odin Jorgensen's going to be leading us out of town in his snowmobile. We're going to have to go through town on streets there, so he's going to be donating his snowmobile to the cause, and we're grateful to him.
We've been talking to Frank Moe. He's a local musher and former state representative. He and his dog team are going to be at Harbor Park, downtown Grand Marais, on Thursday, 11:30 to around 1. The event's called Sled Dogs to St. Paul. It's the race to protect Minnesota from acid mine drainage. Safe trip.